Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a vocal bass DJ intro and giving it that sweet spot between modern punch and vintage soul, all inside Ableton Live 12. We're aiming for that jungle and old school DNB energy, where the intro feels clean enough for DJs to mix, but dirty enough to have real attitude. Think of the intro as more than just the beginning. In drum and bass, the intro sets the whole personality of the track. A vocal phrase, MC shout, or sample chant can become the thing that grabs attention before the drop even arrives. So instead of just making it louder, we're going to shape it with warmth, distortion, filtering, and movement. First, load a short vocal phrase into a new audio track. Keep it simple. 1 to 2 seconds is enough if the phrase has a clear rhythm or strong character. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that tighter modern jungle feel, or a little slower if you want a looser old-school vibe. Now build a basic 16-bar intro around it. You can place a filtered breakbeat on another track, maybe a placeholder bass that stays muted for now, and a bit of atmosphere or vinyl noise if you want extra mood. The idea is to create space around the vocal so it can carry the intro without fighting everything else. Before we distort anything, clean the vocal up a little. Trim it so the phrase lands neatly on the grid, and use warp if the timing needs tightening. Then add utility and pull the gain down a bit, maybe 6 to 12 dB, just to give yourself headroom. After that, add EQ8 and high pass the vocal somewhere around 100 to 150 HE to remove low-end rumble. If there's noise between words, you can use a gate, but don't overdo it. A little hiss or room tone can actually help with that old tape vibe. At this stage, keep it dry. We want a clean starting point so we can hear each layer of processing clearly. Now bring in the first bit of character with saturator. This is your warmth stage, not your full distortion blast. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and try a gentle curve like analog clip. Then match the output level so you're hearing the color, not just the loudness. If the vocal gets too bright after that, use a EQ8 after saturator and gently cut a little high end, maybe 2 to 4 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. That gives you a more worn, tape-like feel. Next, we add the second distortion stage for more modern punch. Drum bus works surprisingly well on vocals in DNB intros if you keep it under control. Try a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, some crunch, maybe 5 to 20%, and set damp somewhere in the middle so the top end doesn't get painful. Keep boom off for now. If it starts sounding harsh, back off the drive and increase damp a bit. If it needs more edge, bring the crunch up slowly. The goal here is aggression with clarity. Now the sound needs movement, so add auto filter after the distortion. This is where the intro starts feeling like a real DJ tool. Use a low pass filter, start the cutoff fairly low, around 300 to 800 Hz, and add a touch of resonance if you want the sweep to feel more obvious. Then automate the cutoff across the 16 bars. Start murky and filtered, then gradually open it up so the vocal feels like it's emerging from the haze. If you want extra tension, you can close it back down before the drop. That contrast is a big part of what makes DNB intros hit. If you want the vocal to feel bigger, add echo or delay after the filter. Keep it controlled. A delay time of 1/8 or 1/8 dotted is a good starting point, with feedback around 15 to 35% and a low dry/wet amount, maybe 10 to 25%. Darken the repeats so they sit behind the vocal instead of shining on top of it. For jungle and old school vibes, those echoes should feel like they're bouncing off a warehouse wall, not like a super shiny pop delay. If the delay starts clouding the low end, roll the lows out on the delay return. A really useful move here is to build a parallel dirty vocal layer. This is one of the best beginner-friendly ways to add weight without destroying your main take. Duplicate the vocal track, or set up a return track, and make that version much dirtier. Use Redux for a bit of lo-fi edge, saturator for extra drive, and EQ8 to band limit the sound. High pass at around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz, then blend it quietly under the main vocal. You should feel more grime and presence, but still be able to understand the words. That clean plus dirty combo is often heavier than just crushing one track. Now comes the most important part, automation. A good DNB intro evolves. It should not stay static. Try automating the auto filter cutoff, the saturator drive, the echo dry/wet, utility gain, or even drum bus crunch over the 16 bars. A simple structure could be: the first 4 bars stay filtered and fairly clean, bars 5 to 8 get a bit more drive and echo, bars 9 to 12 open up more and push harder, and bars 13 to 16 pull back slightly to build tension for the drop. That way the intro keeps breathing and moving instead of just looping. Also remember that the vocal has to make room for the drums and bass. If the breakbeat is busy, and especially if the bass is coming in early, use HQ8 to cut a little mud around 200 to 400 Hz and tame any harsh bite around 2.5 to 5 kHz if needed. Keep the low end clean. Distorted vocals live mostly in the mids, so you want the sub and bass to stay solid and uncluttered. This is where the intro stops being just an effect chain and starts functioning like part of the arrangement. One more pro move: if the vocal is starting to sound good, save a version before you go too far. In Ableton, it's easy to get excited and overcook the sound. Sometimes the best version is the one that still has attitude, but leaves room for the rest of the track. Once you've got a version you like, resample it or freeze and flatten it. This is classic DDNB workflow. It lets you chop the processed vocal into new pieces, reverse a word, repeat a phrase, or turn a single syllable into a rhythmic hook. That's especially powerful in jungle and old-school style tracks, where vocal samples often become part of the groove itself. If you want to push the vibe even further, try a darker delay return, a subtle tape wobble with a gentle chorus ensemble or autopan, or a slightly pitched ghost copy of the vocal underneath. You can also make a tiny drum hit land under the first syllable to give the intro more punch. Small details like that can make the whole thing feel alive. So the main idea is simple: start clean, add warmth first, then distortion, then movement, then space. Keep the vocal understandable, keep the low end clear, and let the intensity evolve over time. That's how you get a DJ intro that feels gritty, soulful, and ready for a proper DNB drop. Now it's your turn. Pick a vocal phrase, process it in stages, automate the movement, and build that 16-bar intro. If it sounds like a lost jungle tape that got upgraded for a modern club system, you're on the right path.